This special Today's Homeowner Podcast brought to you by Westlake Royal Building Products. Are you looking for ways to really make your home stand out? Westlake Royal Building Products is one of North America's largest manufacturers of exterior and interior building products, including siding and accessories, trim and moldings, roofing, stone, windows, and outdoor living. Westlake Royal high-quality, low-maintenance products meets the needs of building professionals and homeowners while providing stunning curb appeal. For exterior design inspiration, visit WestlakeRoyalBuildingProducts.com or follow Westlake Royal Building Products on Facebook or Instagram. My guest this week is Chris Swin, who's the Director of Marketing Communication at Westlake Royal Building Products. Chris, I know that you've been involved with a lot of design and a lot of seeing a lot of products develop, but what kind of blows me away is when I'm seeing these newer buildings, boy, it looks like they're putting every kind of material they can on the outside of the house with all types of mixed materials, and most of the time it looks pretty darn good. What's going on with this kind of trend?
You know, we've been seeing mixing materials as the latest home exterior design trends for quite a while. It's just a way for a homeowner to really differentiate their house and make it stand out for the right reasons. So if you look at a neighborhood where there's a lot of similar homes, they want to be able to kind of give their design of influence and being able to express their personality from the exterior of your home. You know, you got to remember that that's the first impression anybody gets of you. So you want to make sure that it's a right impression that really speaks to you and what you're about.
Well, you know, introducing a little personality on the exterior is a great point. You know, it's just like, like a fireplace in a way. You know, it's such a focal point in the room. When you're looking at the curb appeal and the importance of that for resale and all other aspects of it, sometimes it doesn't take much to really make your house look a little different and a little better than the one next door.
Right. That's absolutely true. You could do it in a smaller, subtle way, which is less expensive. So think about adding shutters to the exterior of your home or changing the color. Think about the door, the landscaping. There's a lot of different subtle things that you can do to change the exterior of your home without necessarily redesigning the entire exterior. If you still want to go that route, which I highly encourage, there's a lot of different things that you can do. So looking at your home holistically, doing some research, you know, looking at different elements that stick out, like focal points, like a gable or a porch or, you know, something that gives some dimension to the exterior of the home. That's really where you would want to focus, maybe a different color, a different texture. I always follow the rule of 2 to 3 different styles, textures, and colors, so that you can mix and match whatever is appealing to you, whether you want to go all one color but just a couple of different textures, or if you want to go all out and, you know, do 2 to 3 different colors and textures and styles. And it really doesn't have to be just your siding or your cladding. It can, like I said before, it could be a door, it could be a window trim, it could be shutters, anything that helps to add to that design element is the key. The only caution is you don't want to add too many, otherwise it's going to start looking like a hodgepodge, and that's when your house doesn't stand out for the right reason.
that's exactly right. Well, you know, we've seen a lot of trends over the years, both inside and outside in homes. Do you feel like this idea of mixing different materials and using different textures on the outside of the home is an increasing trend, or has it run its course?
I think it's an increasing trend. I mean, we've seen it take fruition over the past several years, but as new building products are being introduced, new colors are being introduced, people are really starting to embrace it. You know, places like Pinterest and Houzz and, you know, different websites, HGTV, for example, and all of those different areas can really contribute to somebody wanting to design the exterior of their home. But it's not necessarily, you know, just the exterior. You want to make sure that you carry that exterior design through to your interior. That way there is a continuity and a complement to what you're doing on the exterior to the interior.
Now, what type of house style do you think is most conducive for using some of the mixed materials? I could see a, you know, kind of a lazy ranch style home could benefit from it a little bit, but the ones I see seem to have a little bit more of a statement and a little bit more of a roof line, maybe multiple roof lines. What style really works the best?
You know, arts and crafts is a great example because you've got a lot of little gables and focal points and dormers, you know, things like that, that really help lend itself to a separate little section, but tying the whole design together. You see it a lot with the new trend of the modern farmhouse, where you've got really dark, bold trim and dark windows, but a really light or white exterior that really does that opposite contrast. And you can also see it on even just modern homes, especially with those very sharp angles and almost boxy looking designs. Those really lend itself well to being able to incorporate a few different colors and textures to really make that design stand out.
You know, I really think it's attractive when you're driving through a neighborhood and the houses are different. They don't have to be that much different, you know, or that different in size. But it is really nice when you see the different accents and the different textures. And one of the things I've always been impressed with Westlake Royal Building Products is all the different things you have to choose from, because you can pretty much take care of anything to do with the exterior of the house with all of the standard product lines that you guys have.
Yeah, absolutely. We basically can design and outfit the entire exterior of your home. We have anywhere from siding and accessories. We've got shutters, mounts, and vents. We have a variety of different trims and moldings, roofing. We have several different stone accent lines that you can use interior and exterior. And we also have some outdoor living spaces. So think about decking and outdoor kitchens and fire bowls that we can really lend to that exterior experience as well on the back of the home.
Now, how do you recommend homeowners get started and get pointed in the right direction? You know, you've experienced this and how hard it is for homeowners to make a decision and really decide on any exterior, but especially one that you have to have a little bit of a flair and a little bit of an imagination for mixing some of the materials. So how would you say the best way for a typical homeowner to head down this road?
Sure. You know, there's a couple of different ways that they can start. You know, drive around your neighborhood. You know, just like you said, you know, you're driving around the neighborhood and you see all of these different house designs. You know, take note of things that you like. Take note of things that you don't like. There's a lot of companies now, especially in the building products world, that have online design tools, especially, you know, Westlake Royal Building Products. We have four of them. But it lends itself to really be able to upload a photo of your home or play around with a home style that's similar to yours and really be able to play with those different textures and colors and styles. We even have some tips and tricks on how to incorporate or get you a starting point. So a jumping off point, for example, especially if you have no idea what you want to do. We've got some pre-formatted palettes that will help you really start that design process for what you're looking to do. You know, think about colors too and your surroundings. Do you gravitate more towards darker colors? Do you like lighter colors? You know, looking at what you typically like is a really good starting point as well. And then looking at textures, you know, do you want to add an element of texture? You know, do you want to add some stone accents? You know, adding different elements like that also helps lend itself to a really nice exterior design. I love stone being used because to me it feels like it anchors that design. And then utilizing a different trim color really helps to hold that design all together. It's almost like accessorizing the outside of your home.
Well, you know, the other thing too, especially with the many products that you guys have, is that you know, the exterior that we're talking about can be distinctive. It can have a great architectural look. But, oh, by the way, the low maintenance aspect of things like that is what really can win a lot of people over, because I know that we've installed some of the simulated shakes in some of the gables, which I always love that. I always think a gable is such a great opportunity to put a nice accent on the outside. But boy, when you're talking about something that's going to last, that you're not having to worry about a lot of the issues that you have to worry about with, you know, standard wood, there's so many advantages when you think about that aspect of homeownership.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's one thing I love about our products is that they are little to no maintenance. You can take a garden hose and just hose it down, and it looks brand new again. You don't have to worry about maintaining seams or caulking or any of those typical maintenance that you have to do on a year-over-year basis. You know, you can really focus on the exterior of your home with landscaping and, you know, things like that that you might enjoy more so than scrubbing the outside of your house or repainting it every 5 years.
Now, I know we've really gotten a lot of people curious about the visualizers. I would encourage you, if you have not experienced one of these visualizers, and as Chris said, there's four different ones that you can work on. All you have to do is go to WestlakeRoyalBuildingProducts.com. That's WestlakeRoyalBuildingProducts.com. And you'll be able to see all of the plethora of products that are available there used to the visualizers. And, you know, that's not only when you do a project do you feel good about it, you feel, you know, the gratitude that comes along with that. But boy, if you get involved in the actual design on it, that's almost even more gratification that you get out of that project.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one thing I love about our visualizers is it's almost like a try it before you buy it. So you can truly see what your house is going to look like without even buying your first piece of siding or ordering a shutter. It is that simple to use. We've got a lot of different tips and tricks on there, lots of different ways that you can design the exterior of your house. And we do it intentionally because we want to give you as much or as little options as possible to really enhance any budget and any design aspect that you're trying to achieve.
And these are things, these are elements certainly that can be integrated into any new project that you're doing. But also, we can't forget about some of the renovation that's taking place and how you might think, okay, we'll just put new siding on and throw a few shutters on. Well, stop just a minute and kind of look. You might be able to, without breaking the budget, be able to really raise the level of your home by considering some of these exterior elements. So that's why I was really excited to talk with you about it today, Chris, and I appreciate all the great information. And again, we'll remind our podcast listeners, it's WestlakeRoyalBuildingProducts.com. Chris, thanks so much for being with me, and I look forward to seeing you probably at the next trade show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Are you looking for ways to really make your home stand out? Westlake Royal Building Products is one of North America's largest manufacturers of exterior and interior building products, including siding and accessories, trim and moldings, roofing, stone, windows, and outdoor living. Westlake Royal high-quality, low-maintenance products meets the needs of building professionals and homeowners while providing stunning curb appeal. For exterior design inspiration, visit WestlakeRoyalBuildingProducts.com or follow Westlake Royal Building Products on Facebook or Instagram.